Children, today I'm going to read a story about how the Lord healed a man who was born blind. Listen what the Lord did for the man and also what the man himself had to do. And passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night comes when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the man, of the blind man, with the clay. And he said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is interpreted sent. He therefore went his way and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they beholding him before that he was blind, said, "Is not this he who sat and begged?" Some said, "It is he." But others said, "He is like him." He said, "I am he." Then they said to him, "How were thine eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed and received sight." Then they said to him, "Where is he?" He says, "I do not know." They bring to the Pharisees him who was once blind. And it was the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I see." Then some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not of God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a schism among them. They say again to the blind man, "What dost thou say of him, that he has opened thine eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." So children, can you imagine what it would be like to be blind? Imagine if you were blind all your life from the time you were born and you had never seen, you could hear lots of people and things going on around you, but you couldn't see them. You could hear the voices of your mom and dad and your friends and so forth, but you could never see them. And blind people often used a cane, which they used to tap the ground in front of them when they're going somewhere so that they don't bump into things or trip over things. And so amazing to think about what it would be like to be blind. Now, what did the Lord do to heal this man who was born blind, grown up all his life blind? What did he do? Yes?
He made it so he wasn't blind?
Yes, that's right. And what did he do in the process? Do you know?
He used clay.
He used clay, that's right. And how did he make the clay? Yes? That's right. That's right. He spat on the ground. So there was water. What does water correspond to? Do you know?
Truth.
Truth from the Lord's mouth mixed with the clay or the dust. He made clay out of it and he put it on the man's eyes. And then what? Could he see? Just like that? Nope, he couldn't see yet. What did he have to do? Yes? Right. He said, "Go to the pool of Siloam." And Siloam, it says right in the word there, means sent. The Lord sent him to find his way. So you picture the man has the clay on his eyes and he's blind. And he has to tap his way along and maybe ask some people for help to find his way to the pool of Siloam. And he dips and washes his eyes and he washes his eyes and suddenly he can see. Light for the first time. He can see the water that he's washing himself with. He can see the sun and the sky and the clouds and the buildings and the people. Amazing. Wouldn't that have been amazing? Now, you might know that we have two kinds of eyes. We have natural eyes and spiritual eyes. And when we're born as little babies, we're all blind as to our spiritual eyes. Little babies don't know anything, do they? But as we grow up, the Lord gradually opens the eyes of our mind. Like, for example, in math, when you're little, you can first learn to count, to say the numbers 1, 2, 3, and then you might learn to count up to 10. Then after that, you might learn to count up to 100. And then you could count up to 1,000. And then you learn math facts like 1 plus 1 is 2. And when you're in third and fourth grade, you might learn multiplication facts like 3 times 3 is 9. And then when you get older, you can learn about fractions and decimals, and then there's algebra and geometry. Some people learn trigonometry and calculus, all kinds of things, and even fancier and fancier kinds of math that you can learn. And the same thing's true of everything. You can learn about trees and how they grow. And you can learn about insects and animals. And you can learn about the stars and in the oceans. There's so many things. In fact, we could learn and learn and learn and learn forever and hardly scratch the surface of what there is to learn. The Lord's opening and opening and opening our eyes all the time. Now, what's the most important thing for us to see spiritually? Or I should say, who is the most important one for us to learn to see spiritually? Do you know? The Lord, that's right. Very good. And how do we learn to see the Lord? What can we study if we want to see the Lord more clearly in our minds? What do we study? Do you know? The Word, that's right. The literal sense of the Word is like the clay. Like the story today of the man born blind. We see in the story what the Lord is doing, and we can picture him putting the clay on the man's eyes and sending him to the pool of Siloam so he could see. Picture the Lord doing that. So the more we study the Lord's Word in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the heavenly doctrine, the more clearly we can see the Lord. Now, an interesting thing is, though, sometimes the Lord says things to us that don't make sense at first. He says, I want you to go do this. And we might say, why does the Lord say I should do this? That sounds like work. Doesn't sound like much fun. Why does the Lord tell me I can't do that? That sounds like it could be fun. The Lord says I mustn't do that. So it's like we're blind. We don't understand why the Lord says this. But because the Lord says it, we're willing to do it. It's like the man born blind. He finds his way to the pool of Siloam, and then he washes himself, and he can see. And that's like when we do what the Lord says, we find out the Lord was right. Life is so much better because I do what the Lord says, and life is so much worse when I don't do what the Lord says. It's wonderful. The Lord really is helping me. Now, the Lord came into the world at a time when everybody was blind. They did not see who the Lord was. Some people hardly believed in God, or they had very mixed up, bad ideas about what God is like. And a lot of people weren't sure whether there is a heaven or a hell or a life after death. So the Lord came into the world to open our spiritual eyes so we can see Him. He came in person so we could see Him. And He gave us His Word, so we today can see Him in the Word, even though we don't see Him in person. So if you are willing to read His Word, keep reading His Word all your life, and including in the heavenly doctrine, and do what the Lord sends you to do, someday you are going to see the Lord in person. You're going to see Him in heaven with the rest of the angels there. So be sure to let the Lord anoint your eyes with the clay of His Word, and be sure to go and do what the Lord tells you to do. Amen.